A few years ago, Vermont enacted a law that tries to give the general public a bigger role in the budget writing process. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some legislators say the Scott administration isn't following the spirit of the statute.
Instead of holding public hearings, as was done in the past, the Scott administration has chosen to seek public input on the budget through online platforms this year. And Washington County Senator Anthony Polina says the online survey being used to collect that input is a poor mechanism for citizens to weigh in.
The fact is that a SurveyMonkey is really poor substitute for a real public participation process.
Commissioner of Finance Adam Gresham says the administration's approach is designed to improve public participation.
Instead of asking people to conform to our schedule, we're allowing them to conform to whatever schedule works for them.
And Gresham says that in addition to the online survey, the administration has created a special web page where residents can submit written comments directly to the governor's office.
We make sure that all the members of the budget team read every comment and they factor into our decision making as any advocacy group would.
The public may yet get an opportunity to weigh in on the budget in person. Danville Representative Kitty Toll, the chairwoman of the House Appropriations Committee, says her committee might hold public hearings on the budget in communities around the state early next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.